Welcome. Today we are heading to Šibenik and nearby KRKA National Park, a pairing that makes central Dalmatia feel both richly historic and wonderfully open to the elements. The idea is not to rush from landmark to waterfall, it is to give Šibenik's stone streets their proper time, then visit KRKA with a little planning and a lot of respect for a protected landscape. Šibenik has a quietly compelling arrival. The Adriatic waterfront is bright and spacious, while the old town rises behind it in a maze of pale lanes, stairways, shutters, and small squares. This is a place to walk without treating every corner as a task. Let yourself climb a side street, pause for the view back to the water, and notice how the stone changes color as the day softens. At the heart of town is the Cathedral of St. James or Katedrala Sveta Jakova. Its remarkable stone construction gives it a sculptural presence that feels different from the more familiar Mediterranean church facades. Take time around the cathedral rather than simply photographing it and moving on. The surrounding square, the close-set buildings, and the light on the carved details explain much of Šibenik's character. The waterfront makes a useful counterweight to the narrow old town. It is where you can reset, look across the harbor, take an easy evening walk, and understand that this is a working coastal city as well as a historic one. Šibenik rewards an unhurried pace especially well. A short distance on a map may involve steps, slopes, or a tempting detour, so leave gaps in the day instead of trying to optimize every hour. There are fortifications and elevated viewpoints worth considering if you enjoy a wider coastal perspective, but I would resist turning the city into a checklist. One well-chosen view is often more memorable than three hurried ones. Then there is KRKA, a river landscape shaped by flowing water, limestone, greenery, and a sequence of falls that draws visitors from across the region. It can feel dramatic, but it is not an amusement park. That distinction matters. KRKA National Park is protected, and visitor arrangements, permitted activities, routes, and access rules can change. Before you go, check the official information for the entrance and experience you intend to use. A good KRKA day begins with a simple question. What kind of visit do you actually want? Perhaps a waterfall-focused walk, perhaps river scenery and viewpoints, or perhaps a quieter route with less pressure to see everything. The park's appeal is not only the famous cascades. Slow-moving stretches of river, wooden walkways were available, birdsong, shade, and the sound of water all contribute to the experience. Go early if your road allows, not as a promise of solitude, but because a calmer start gives you more room to observe. Comfortable shoes, water, sun protection, and patience are more useful than an overstuffed schedule. And do not build your plan around assumptions about swimming or a particular trail being open. Conditions and policies are site-specific. Confirm first, then enjoy what is genuinely available on the day. There is a small but meaningful discipline to visiting well. Stay on marked paths. Keep voices low in quieter areas. Carry out what you bring in. And do not turn the riverbank into a photo set. I think that approach makes KRKA better, not less exciting. When you stop demanding constant spectacle, you notice the patterns. Water crossing stone, leaves moving in the breeze, and the scale of the valley beyond a viewpoint. For a short break, I would give this pairing 2 full days at minimum, with a third day if you want the coast to breathe. The key is to avoid making KRKA a rushed excursion squeezed between arrivals and departures. On day 1, settle into Šibenik. Walk the old town in the cooler part of the day, spend time around the cathedral, and save the waterfront for an easy evening rather than another ambitious cultural circuit. Day 2 belongs to KRKA. Choose your entrance and route ahead of time, allow for travel on both ends, and keep your expectations flexible. A protected landscape does not owe anyone a perfectly frictionless visit. If you have a third day, keep it intentionally light. Visit a nearby coastal village, take a gentle shoreline walk, or simply have a longer lunch and another evening in Šibenik rather than adding a distant destination. That slower third day is where the trip often settles into memory. You are no longer navigating. You are noticing fishing boats, laundry in old lanes, a breeze off the Adriatic, and the pace of local life. Food here is best approached with curiosity and restraint. Look for seasonal, locally prepared meals rather than a generic tourist menu promising every Dalmatian specialty at once. Along the coast, seafood is an obvious pleasure, whether simply grilled or prepared with olive oil, herbs, and vegetables. Inland influences appear too, with grilled dishes, stews, and produce carrying as much importance as the catch of the day. Good olive oil deserves attention, especially when it is part of a simple plate rather than decoration. Bread, vegetables, fish, and oil can be enough when the ingredients are handled carefully. Ask politely what is seasonal or local, and accept the answer. The most satisfying meal may be the modest one a kitchen is genuinely set up to make well that day. For many travelers, late spring or early autumn offers the most balanced type of season, generally pleasant conditions, a better chance to walk comfortably, and often a less intense atmosphere than the peak summer period. A car gives you the greatest flexibility between Scheibnik, KRKA, and smaller coastal stops. It is especially useful if you want to control your pace or combine places beyond the most direct routes. But a car is not the only sensible choice. Buses, organized transfers, and locally arranged excursions may suit a simpler itinerary. Compare the route, timing, pickup point, and return options before committing. In Scheibnik, remember that the historic center is lived in, not staged. Keep noise down in narrow streets. Do not block doorways for photographs, and give restaurants and small businesses the courtesy of a little patience. At KRKA, the same principle expands to the landscape. Follow instructions from park staff, respect barriers, and leave plants, rocks, and wildlife undisturbed. The point is to pass through without diminishing what others came to see. Scheibnik and KRKA work because they offer different kinds of attention. One asks you to look closely at stone, history, and daily city life. The other asks you to slow down beside water and woodland. Give each place enough room, check the practical details before travel, and let a coastal meal or village stop remain a compliment rather than another obligation. Thanks for listening and safe travels.